Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joyden Nader, and I'm a coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am super happy to have Patricia Love back as my guest for Live Your Music today. Join us for a conversation about resilience, hope, faith, and what makes us smile. Welcome, Patricia.
Well, thank you so much. I'm just thrilled to be back. You always inspire me. So I'm happy to be here.
You know, you inspire me too. And I think that's something that we all need is we need people in our lives that remind us of things that help us feel good and help make us smile.
You know, absolutely. Especially right now in these days and what's going on in the world and just going up, what's going on in our own lives. It's just that we need to be able to realize that there are things to smile about and that we are resilient people and there is hope out there. And we just have to sometimes remind ourselves about that instead of kind of dwelling on it. But if you're intentional about some of those words, it actually can really, you know, put you in the right place. So, yeah, I love speaking to people that inspire me, and you're one of those. And so it's always thrilling to come back on.
Aww. Well, you know, you inspire me. I inspire you. There are so many people out there that do inspire me, and I'm so thankful for every single one of them because of the fact that we all need reminders. I wrote that at least twice in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, because it really is, the book itself is reminders to me of what it takes to help me live a life I love, you know, and I need reminders.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, it's interesting. I've been coaching for years, you know, and I've been positive for years. But even as a coach, I need reminders because a lot of people think, you know, oh, as a coach, you have it all down. No. I have to constantly remind myself, and I have to stop and be intentional about things because it's real easy to get overwhelmed. Create anxiety if things aren't going right. You know, the other day I even put it on Instagram. I was having a pity party. And because I wanted to be authentic about, like, you know what? It's not easy out there. And we have to remind ourselves to kind of give ourselves permission to not be okay for a moment and just and kind of feel in that, you know, acknowledge those feelings, whether they're good or bad, so that we can kind of see where we're at, and then that's when we can actually start doing something about them. But we have to kind of acknowledge them first, you know, and then we can actually start working through them.
Yeah, one of the things that I've noticed is a lot of times people go, oh, Margo, you're so positive, you know, and I'm not positive. I'm not a, you know, people aren't either positive or negative. It's just, it's a choice. Like you said, it's intentional to focus on what's positive in a situation, even when things are going what we consider wrong or at least it's not like we want them to, you know. I mean, we're all human, and you're right. I mean, we have emotions. I just don't post about them usually on Instagram and Facebook. Because, you know, I'm just not one of those people that do that. But during the shows, I end up talking about it. So people know that I have my moments, you know, I have my moments where I definitely need to pause, like you said, and be intentional and focus on what I can do anything about, what's in my circle of control.
Well, exactly. And that circle of control is really where we have to kind of remind ourselves to stay because it's really easy to allow what, as you call it, the circle of influence out there to make us crazy and anxious and those things we can't do a lot about. But I know that when I, you know, because people say the same thing about me. Oh, you're so positive. And I think to myself, well, not every day. You know, I have my moments. And I think what the difference is, and this is something that I think you have done this too, is I've chosen to be intentional about my thoughts. And so when I say that, when I fall into that anxiety mode or overwhelmness, and trust me, that does, it happens, and it sometimes happens more often than others, and but I acknowledge it, whereas I think a lot of people just go, they don't acknowledge it, so then they can't they haven't changed it, or they don't know how to change it. They don't have the tool to change it. And really, it's just acknowledging it is one of the tools. It's acknowledging, like, wait a minute, I don't feel good. I don't feel mm-hmm. good about things. And then creating a habit of being intentional and choosing to say, wait a minute, I'm going to pause for a moment. I'm going to mm-hmm. pause. I'm going to breathe. And I'm going to tell myself I'm okay. And I think it's creating habits when we start going through that. So I think that's the difference, is where a lot of people say, well, I don't know how you get out of this anxiety. But you really do. You just sit, pause and get off the hamster wheel for a bit. And then your blood pressure comes down. And it's amazing how you can focus. It's kind of like, as an example, you know how you when you get really, really mad mm-hmm. and you just can't think straight, right? And I'm mm-hmm. sure people are, you know, they've gotten mad before and they can't think straight. And that's probably the worst time to make any decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when people always say, you got to, you know, step back and look at the big picture before you react or act on something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do now. When I get anxious and overwhelmed and kind of, you know, really crazy inside, I sit there and I go, wait a minute, I got to just step off this hamster wheel and pause for a moment and let my blood pressure and my emotions soften. And then I can start thinking about, wait a minute, I can fix this or I can do this. You know, so it allows your brain and to really start focusing and thinking more clearly, which then you start becoming more resilient because mm-hmm. you actually start realizing, like, wait a minute, I have the power to do this, but you have to be able to take the pause. That's the key.
Yeah, the pause is so important. I remember Stephen Covey talking about that in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People book of his. And, you know, he talked about how when you take that moment to pause, it allows you to, instead of reacting to what happened that's upsetting you or someone saying mm-hmm. something that's upsetting mm-hmm. you, it allows you to think about it and then respond instead of reacting to it. And it's such a difference when you think about it, those two words. We've talked a lot, you and I, about words and how powerful they are. And,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, reacting is like, okay, if you had the wrong medicine, you can have a reaction to it too, you know. Responding
right,
to it, though, usually means that you're getting better. So
yeah, and it's always so interesting that, you know, that until you people – actually do it, and it's something you have to do. You know, you have
mm-hmm.
to choose to, like, step back. You have to choose to pause. You have to choose to breathe. Actually feel it. And I know everybody who is listening out there has felt it at times when they've done it, and they maybe have done it by accident, like maybe they got really mad, and then they kind of breathe, and they step back, and they go, wait a minute, now I'm not even that mad anymore at that particular thing. And it,
mm-hmm.
it just puts you in a completely different mindset, which is what you want to do and what pausing and breathing does. Because it's a lot of it's internal. It's just our blood vessels are expanding like crazy and making us angry, when in reality, by pausing and, you know, just acknowledging it, and then it's amazing how it starts to flow better. But it becomes a habit, like I started with this. It really is becoming intentional, and I think you and I I've taught myself to be more intentional. So when I see my blood pressure going up, you know, or feel it going up, you know, I go, oh, wait a minute, this isn't a good thing. I need to kind of just take a step back. And literally, I'll just take a step back. Or if I'm on a phone call with somebody and somebody wants me to react to something, you know,
uh-huh.
instead of responding, I might say, you know what, I just need to call you back. I have another call or something, so that you can actually take the time, because this is when we get ourselves in trouble, is when
yeah.
we just react, like you said, instead of responding. And I love that, reacting and responding. So I'm going to have to write that down, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that also reminds me of this man saying one time in a book I read years ago, I remember it, he said, if you just say, I'll take that into consideration.
Yes.
And then that
yes.
way, you know, you can consider it later or whenever, but you don't have to make a decision right then. So, yeah, especially when you're feeling either angry or frustrated or tired even or down,
oh,
it's
yeah.
not a good time to make decisions.
No, it's not. And I really love that, because I've actually done that with people where, like, you know, you're out someplace and maybe somebody said something to you, and they're either provoking you or they're trying to get a reaction or something. And a lot of times they'll say, you know what, I really appreciate your opinion. I really appreciate that. And I'll think about it. And that's it. And, you know, you've answered them. You're not rude. You just move
mm-hmm.
on. And
mm-hmm.
then, you know, probably in your head you're not going to do something. But you never know, you know, because sometimes when you step back and you look again at the big picture of things,
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, instead of being so isolated into, like, you're focusing on almost, like, too much of one little thing, and it's like, you know, and I brought this up to you before. It's like the quote from Wayne Dyer. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So by taking it, reminding yourself, like, wait a minute, let me step back, let me pause, let me take a moment and breathe, and let me look at this from a different perspective. And when you can do that, it changes everything, because I start, you know, I see many more opportunities in my life when I actually take the time to step back and look at things from a different perspective and not just that one thought or one idea.
Yeah, I love that reminder from Wayne Dyer, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And I was realizing, yeah. too, over the years, that when you change the way you look at things, you change the way you feel as well, you know?
Yes.
And so, yeah.
And that's the main thing, is because when you do that step back, it does change the way we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everything. Anxiety, and, you know, because that's a feeling, right? Anxiety, you're anxious and
mm-hmm.
all these things. But it actually changes your whole internal, and it changes that feeling to it softens everything. And
right.
It's just a matter of, like, okay. And when you start to really be in tuned, like into your intuition, and I'm not talking woo-woo, just being in tuned with who you are,
mm-hmm.
taking the time to be by yourself, not with phones or, you know, anything, or like sometimes I'll go for walks, but I won't take a phone, I won't
mm-hmm.
take, you know, any headphones or anything, because I don't want any distractions. And
right.
so a lot of times that's when you really can, you know, be in tune with who you are. And once you start doing that, as you well know, it really enlightens yourself. And you're like, wait a minute, I have some feelings about this. And it starts putting you in more control. It's like the words we use, you know, like when we talk
right.
about saying, I choose to do this, I get to do this. It states to you that you're in control. And you're not
right.
saying, oh, I have to do this or something like that. And that, I think, is key, because I know for me, is there is a part of me that likes to be in control of things. And I want to at least be in control of myself. And if
yeah.
I feel that I'm the one that's making that decision, like I'm choosing not to have that, you know, big hamburger today, that's my decision. Or I'm choosing
right.
not to have that dessert. Where if I go in and say, oh, I can't eat that because, I'll, you know, it's got too many calories, that's not a good way. That's not a good way of putting it. So it really is, because I probably go back in 5 minutes and eat it anyway. But when I say choosing, or get to, it really does put you in control. And I know we bring this up a lot on conversations that we have, but I think it's something that needs to be reiterated for people, that you can be in control of your thoughts and your feelings, but you have to choose to.
Right, and it takes practice. There's a friend of mine
yes.
that's in my Toastmasters club named Kathleen, and she's also, like us, a very positive person, or people would think that she's a very positive person, has a very positive outlook, mental mindset. But she says the same thing. You know, it takes work. It's not like, you know, you're just
it's
naturally that way all the time. You have to actually think about it and want to do it. And, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how it's funny you say that there's certain people that everybody thinks is positive. And like people think you're positive and I'm positive and your friend positive, but it is hard. It's hard because, you know, when you almost assume that person's going to be positive, I almost feel like I have to be positive and inspiring. And that's you know, it's hard to do sometimes when you're really not feeling it, because, you know, we're human and
right.
we have feelings also. And so I want to acknowledge that, but it's you know, but we do work on that, and it's a habit, so that I can usually snap out of it quicker than I
mm-hmm.
used to. I mean, yeah. I used to, like, you know, I could go for like 3 or 4 days with a pity party. But now it's like, okay, I got a 10-minute pity party and that's it, you know, and then I'm going to, you know, change this up because it's not good for me. It stresses me out. It's not good for my health. It's not good for a lot of things. And by being more positive, and it makes you look at things from a different way when you're more positive. And so it actually takes you out of that negative thinking, which is very stressful and can be very unhealthy for you. And so I remind myself of that, is like staying up and with a good attitude, it does really help. So, you know, learning the tricks and the tools to get out of those, because we're all, like you said, we're human, so we do fall into those negative spaces, but it's how you fast you get out of them is the key. And those are the tools where you're actually intuitive to yourself and you're listening to who you are. And you can say, wait a minute, I'm feeling funny here. What's going on? But acknowledge that and then say, hey, now how should I get out of here? And then you just start saying to yourself, you know what, I'm going to choose to be happy. I'm going to choose to be grateful. And we've talked about this before too, in gratitude. And, you know, it's almost become the word of the year, gratitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's really being grateful for the small things, the very, very small joys, because it's you can chase happiness for the rest of your life and never be happy. But if you can actually choose to find the joy in the moment, those are just a bunch of little happinesses, and they add up.
Yeah, they totally do. And, you know, I was telling you before that I saw a poster on Instagram that's about what's called a glimmer, and I just love that. And, you know, it says that today I learned about a term called a glimmer, which is the opposite of a trigger. Glimmers are those moments in your day that make you feel joy, happiness, peace, or gratitude. Once you train your brain to be on the lookout for glimmers, these tiny moments will appear more and more. And it's just a name for what you and I have already been doing, you know. But I think it really helps people remember that. And the other thing I think is really important, and I did this after the first time I had you on my show, is I took a 3x5 card and I wrote, I can, dot, dot, dot. I choose to, dot, dot, dot. I get to, dot, dot, dot. Because it reminds me that I can choose. Like you said, I can choose. I get to. It's not I have to. I can. And flipping, like you said, flipping your I can't to an I can, which is a biggie. You know,
it's basically flipping your script. It's flipping your script, which is hard. You know, we get caught up and you know what, saying I can't is just a habit.
Right.
You know, I can't do it. Who said you haven't even done it yet? How do you know? And so so a lot of times it's like you can say, oh, I can't do it, or I'm not able to do that yet, which we add that word to. And it just changes the whole feeling of the words. And this is what, you know, if the listeners can just take away a couple of those words that we talked about, like I choosing or I get to do something, it will flip the script. It just really makes your whole day change, because it's, you know, when I say it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to do this.
Right.
It's such a positive change rather than like, oh my God, I have to do this. And in your whole body, actually, your whole language, your body language and everything, people can see that like, oh, I have to go do this. Oh, I have to go to the grocery store. Well, some people don't get to go to the grocery store at all, but you get to go. Some people don't have money to go to the grocery store. So it really is just these very small habits that we need to acknowledge, that maybe we're saying too many negative words to ourselves. And if we take the time to listen to ourselves, which is a pause, and when I say listen to yourself, it's not like you're talking to yourself, but it's like when you're listening to yourself in your thoughts. What are your thoughts saying? And they say a lot. You know,
yeah, and our thoughts are our self-talk. It's us talking to ourselves, and a lot of it we don't even pay attention to. This friend of mine.
Well, we're 95% of us, of our brain is on autopilot, and only 5% is different. So we need to, you know, get that autopilot more down to like 80%, which is fine, and it'll just be more in tuned with what your thoughts are, and that's really all it is. And it really is just pausing. Because when you pause enough, you can't help but hear your thoughts. And
yeah.
sometimes at the very beginning, it gets crazy. Those thoughts are kind of like, you know, manic, you know. But you know, once you start calming them down and different things and start understanding, well, that's just a thought, but why did I think that? You know, you start questioning yourself, which is a good thing. And it's okay to do that.
Yeah, well, my friend, what she said that she did is I took a magnifying glass to my self-talk and started going, wow, it was mostly positive, but it wasn't all positive, you know.
That's
and
right.
You start actually just, like you said, paying attention to what you're saying to yourself, how you're saying it to yourself especially, and when as well, you know.
Yeah, it will change your complete your life around if you can get into the habit of doing that, understanding that. You will be able to become very resilient through very tough times, very hard
mm-hmm.
times, which, you know, mentally a lot of us are going through, a lot of mental well-being and such. It's resilience, and that's what that is. It's learning the tools to shift your mindset from negative to positive that puts you into resilience. It's not just physical strength. This is mental
right,
strength
right.
and mental
yeah.
resilience. And then it also creates your mind to be better. Your mind will become in a much better state because you start slowly. And again, it's always baby steps. I always tell my clients and the thing is that you got to go with baby steps. You can't
mm-hmm.
expect to learn all this in, you know, 130 days. It's steps and, you know, and celebrate each one of those little, you know, new habits you've created. And if it's just that the first day and you did it, say, congratulations. I actually paused today and I listened to what I was thinking about it. And I really wasn't really happy with what it was. Celebrate
yeah.
yourself and say, look, you just acknowledged it. Now you can actually change it. Because when you acknowledge things, that's when you can start to change them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's why part of why I put the poster back in of your poster. It says start your day with a positive mindset, because it's such an important reminder that, you know, we can choose to start our day with a positive mindset.
Yeah, and how many people get up, you know, when the alarm goes off, you know, and they're like, oh my God, really? You know, they have that negative, they have to get up. Rather than, you know, and it was so funny. There was just something, I'm not sure where it was, and I think this is a great idea, and I just haven't found it. I'm actually going to put it on my phone, where if
mm-hmm.
I have my alarm is set, it's going to be applause. Where, you know, you're actually applauding, you know, like, yay, you know, but get up, you know, applauding, you know, she's woken up, you know, type of thing. And those kind of things can just set your day off into a better mode rather than that regular, you know, ring that can make you crazy sometimes, you know. And put something on there, you know, that's more uplifting, that gets you going. And then, you know, make it a habit to, like, even the night before, right before you fall asleep, tell yourself, when I wake up and my eyes open, I'm going to smile.
I like that. You know, that
reminds
me.
And you know what?
Me.
Because it's in the subconscious, so you'll actually do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that reminds me, too. You reminded me of something I haven't done lately, but I'm going to start doing again, where I would wake up and I'd go, rise and shine, start it up brand new, you know, and say it to myself in a good tone of voice. In other words, excited. Ooh, wow, we get to start another day, you know, instead, like, I get another one of these instead of, oh, no, I've got another day.
Exactly. You get starts the day off right, because start the day is typically how you finish it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's important to, you know, again, it's just changing your perspective on things, changing your thoughts, and being intentional about them. And these are not hard things to do. It's just creating habits, and that changing of the habits are the hardest. And that's why, you know, everybody says we got to change the habits, you know, and that's why you got to do it every single day for like 20 days or something like
mm-hmm.
that, because that's when you start, it becomes familiar and then becomes normal. And so, like, for instance, positivity to me is normal. So when I greet people, I want to greet them in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
I greet people how I want to be greeted also.
Yeah.
So think of it that way. It's like, you know, you see lots of people out there that are not happy people. And, you know, and they can actually put a little dimmer on your life. But, you know, think about how you'd like to be greeted. It's kind of like the golden rule, you know, do mm-hmm. unto others as you have do unto you. And I think the same thing is like greeting people and being happy is, you know what, you don't know who you might change. And so it is, the only hard part of this is creating the habits. And that's one day at a time.
That's where coaches can help too. And then also your app. Tell us a little bit about
yes.
your app. We've only got about 4 minutes left. So tell us about this app that you have created and what it does.
Okay, well, I'm pretty excited about it, to be honest with you. I founded this app called, it's a You Grow, We Give app called Confident You, and that's confident with a U, the letter U at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And why I'm so excited about it is that it's not just elevating women's confidence and building resilience along with prioritizing well-being. It also is impacting other people as people in the app grow and they learn and they do audios and they partake in discussions and as such, when they are actually, you know, do an event, they actually are going to make an impact that they get to choose, like
mm-hmm.
feeding a child or like, you know, starting a well or helping a woman that's being trafficked. You actually are making an impact. So when you're learning or when you're growing, you
mm-hmm.
actually, we're giving at Confident You. So it's exciting to me because I blended kind of education and donation together.
Uh-huh.
Whereas when women are learning, Confident You is giving, because that to me is my heart. I always want to give back. I want to do better. I want to be better. I can never be perfect, but I can be better and do better. And that's
better,
you know,
is a great word.
Yeah. And because there's no such thing as perfection. So I'm excited about, you know, how the app is being received. And it's because again, it's, you know, just downloading it for free, you make an impact. You'll feed a child. That,
yeah.
Just by downloading it. And that, it's,
and they can go to your website to find out the
yes.
link for it, or they can also,
yes.
you said, go to the Apple Store or Google Play and search
yeah, you
Confident You. Yeah.
Yeah, Confident You, and then put Patricia Love in there because it'll come right out that way. But, yes, if you want to just go to patricialove.com, that actually kind of explains the app a bit. And you can always reach out to me, too, because I'm an open book because I'm so excited about this. My goal is to, you know, help a million women. That's one of my
or more.
or more, you know, because when it gets to that, it just keeps growing as far as I'm concerned. But it really is to, you know, and to do it. And honestly, it's like I want a You Grow, We Give culture, which actually fosters growth and empowers one another. And then collectively, the women give back through actions of love, kindness, and strength. And it makes us a change and makes a positive in the world. So I'm excited about it. It's kind of a fire in my belly right now. And so I got all kinds of fun things going to be going on with it, like scavenger hunts and different things. And the weekly discussions are really cool, too. So anyway, just I'm very excited.
Well, and they can also find you on Facebook and Instagram, too, to see what you're up
yes.
to. I love all your
yes,
posts
Coach
on
Patricia Love.
Instagram
yes.
every day. We have a minute and a half left before we get
Oh my gosh.
So what do you want to leave the listeners with?
You know what? I'm going to kind of repeat what I said because I think it's so important
mm-hmm.
that in order to stop the outside noise, the distractions, and the fear that maybe is going on, and that's whether or not you have money worries or you have career worries or relationship worries, take a step back. Take a pause. Step off
mm-hmm.
the hamster wheel. Take a pause. Breathe. And say to yourself, I'm okay.
I'm
and then
okay.
repeat and just say, I'm going to be okay. And this
yeah.
is going to bring your anxiety levels down and such. But keep reminding yourself of that, and you're going to be okay because we're all going through it, and you're not alone.
Yeah, that's so true. And to reach out to other people, I think that's the other thing. Thank you, Patricia, for all the ways that you're living your music and helping other people enjoy their life, you know? It just makes me so happy.
Thank you for having me. I always love talking to you, and it's always a great opportunity just to hang out.
Yeah. Well, you always make me smile, and even just seeing your picture with your smile makes me smile. And I love your tagline, go out and make somebody smile.
That's right. You know, these things, we have to do that, you know.
Yeah.
I love
Bye
it.
For now, Patricia.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.
We'll talk soon. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye for now, everyone. Remember, live your music.